Welcome back to Inside the Cave on a Thursday morning, just after 8:10, and that's the normal time for the Lenawee ISD Athlete of the Week. We've been keeping the secret, but people are following athletics in Lenawee County. I think they might have a pretty good idea of who it is. We'll introduce him in just a moment, but John has some homework to take care of.
All right, the Athlete of the Week. It's being brought to you by the Lenawee Intermediate School District, recognizing excellence in competition and the determination student-athletes require to succeed both in and out of the classroom. This week's Athlete of the Week, London Rising from Adrian. Congratulations, London. You've been doing great.
Still. He's a repeat Athlete of the Week.
Yeah,
ironically, I was on the show the last time he was in.
Oh,
I don't do Thursdays that often.
I thought you were going to say, ironically, you were an Athlete of the Week.
No, yes, absolutely not.
Okay,
All right. So, following the state meet, a very successful swim for you. That relay team that was shattering all sorts of records in the season, you did it again in the state meet. Just a freshman, so we're going to talk about that for a minute. What was that like to be in the moment with, okay, these are other guys that can really swim, and just to be in that spot? Because I'm sure some of the meets during the season, it was like, I'm going to work on myself because we're clearly better, but now you're at the state tournament, and they're all pretty good. Could you talk about what that was like?
It just felt like a different experience because some of our meets, we don't usually have like a lot of competition. But it felt good just being able to race all other seven people that were in my heat.
So it was the 200 freestyle that the team took the first place in the state. I assume you've kept the same four swimmers all year and just sort of kept going at it, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of... It's obviously four individuals coming together to make that thing happen. So to get the ultimate prize at the end of the year must have felt pretty darn good to accomplish that goal.
Yeah, it felt really good. Yeah, we were all proud of each other.
Yeah, London, I haven't had a chance to go back in the record books, but I don't know the last time that Adrian had a state champion swimming event. That they captured that. So it's been a while. Not only that, but as the team as a whole finished, fourth in the
fourth.
In the state meet, it's been a while since Adrian has been that high. Have you been swimming with these guys for years? How did that all come about?
They've been my club teammates for about, like, I'd say 3-4 years. So we've known each other for a while and have been swimming together for a good amount of time.
So how did you start your journey? Was it what group did you start swimming with when you first started swimming?
First I just started doing swim lessons, and then they suggested that I join the Wave Runner swim team through the YMCA in the summer at Bone Pool. And then I just started doing that, and then I did the Gators YMCA club team, and then the middle school team, and now the high school team.
So how long have you been in the water?
Since I was, like, I'd say, like, 8, 9, I think.
Wow. He's been in the water more than on land, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you average it all out.
Right. Yeah, that's a lot. Give us an idea, because I know the practice that you have to put in to get to this level and to continue to improve. It's a grueling schedule, isn't it? I mean, you're up at like crazy early in the morning.
Yeah, we usually have morning practice at like 5:30 Mondays and Wednesdays throughout high school season, and it takes a lot of commitment, I'd say.
And this is where you mention your parents, right?
Mm-hmm.
Getting up crazy early, driving you to these practices at 5:30.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, you know, I can't imagine it, but I'm pretty sure that if you're not awake by the time you hit the pool, you will be at 5:30.
Yeah, it definitely does.
Okay.
Throw you right in. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're talking with our LISD Athlete of the Week, London Rising, with Adrian Swim and Dive. First place state championship in the 200 freestyle, third in the 100 butterfly. We'll be right back Ian Wendt, John Kane, and London Rising inside the cave.
The LISD is seeking interested local middle school students for the Lenawee Moriyama Exchange Program. This exciting program returns for the 23-24 school year. Selected students will study Japanese language and culture, host a middle school student from Moriyama this fall, and travel to Japan next spring. Applications are due March 24th, so don't delay. Learn more and apply today for this life-changing opportunity at lisd.us/Japan.
We are back inside the cave. It's the LISD Athlete of the Week, Adrian Swim and Dive's London Rising, making a repeat visit here inside the cave. The LISD Athlete of the Week, obviously a state champ in the 200 freestyle, third in the 100 butterfly. What's up with that third? Come on. You can bring home a couple of golds? No, I mean, there's room to improve then, right?
Yeah,
you know who you're going up against.
Yeah.
My question, London, do you set goals for yourself maybe each season on perhaps, I don't even, times that you want to try?
What's his first high school season, John?
Yeah, I know. I said.
He just set them
now. But I bet you he probably had goals for his first high school season.
Oh, gotcha.
So what are your goals going to be, let's say, next year for sophomore season? What would you like to accomplish?
Probably just have our relays win. Win both times because we have the same relays next year. We'll be able to train a whole nother season with. And then probably two more first places, the 200 freestyle and then the 100 fly. I try to get first place in that one. And then also just like other like time goals, just trying to drop time in certain events.
So how many events do you swim during a, because you need to qualify for states and you can do that during a regular season meet. How many do you run? How many possible events can you be in at states? Do you know?
You can be in two relays and two individuals at states.
Okay, so that's the most you can do. Okay.
And so do you concentrate freestyle and butterfly? Is that those are your events?
Yeah, those are mostly my main events.
Okay, makes sense. Makes sense.
Yeah, I would hope he sticks with the freestyle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the four guys, when you guys ever, you swim together?
Yeah, we all swim together on the same club teams and then on high school team.
Oh, I mean, do you guys ever swim in single file so you like maybe draft one another, kind of like stock cars, you know, or what is it?
Horse racing a little bit.
Well, no, even like in cycling. You know,
they
kind of. You guys ever do that?
Not really. No,
I don't think so. Yeah,
I'm only kidding.
London. So now that you're in high school, is there a weight training aspect to swimming, or was there one in middle school too?
There was one in middle school, yeah.
Okay.
I've been lifting for about a year and a half, I'd say.
Well, that's certainly going to help for next year. And it's different muscles to swim than if you're lifting weights or playing football or playing basketball.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at a guy like Michael Phelps, it's upper body, right? Is that the main focus?
I'd say
when you're lifting weights?
Just the whole body all around.
Oh.
Really, like, leg muscles are really important, too.
That's why I don't swim.
That's why you're not a swimmer.
Yeah, that's why I'm not a swimmer.
Okay,
yeah.
Anyway.
I'm more of a floater.
Yeah.
A floater and a sipper, you know.
He would be pretty hard to sink. So, do you continue to refine your technique in the pool? Because I know it's technique-driven. I mean, you guys are kind of just like you're in a wind tunnel, except it's the water. You're trying to lessen your resistance through the water.
Yeah. My technique, there's always something to get better at. There's always something to work on. So, yeah, I do keep changing my technique just because you can always get better.
Do you kind of experiment a little bit with the technique just to see if it gives you a better edge?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've tried, like, a lot of different things, but I think I found the thing that works for me.
So he's not going to give away his secret, John. There's other people listening. He's not going to say what he does.
I didn't ask him his specific technique.
I mean, you were fishing for it.
Does he experiment with a technique?
So give John some advice. Would his hair help him or hurt him in the pool?
I would say that it would hurt him.
Yeah, it's
hurt him. Well, there is a thing called drag.
Yeah.
Which sometimes you are. And, yeah, they, you know, because what? They're always, I mean, when I see it, the Olympics, they're always doing the suits. Sometimes they'll wear full body suits to lessen the drag. Some some swimmers shave their heads. That all works into it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Hair, if you just cut your hair, it'll give you a lot less drag.
Yeah, John, cut your hair. Less drag. London, now that the season's over, what do you look forward to in the spring and summer? Is there some sort of program? When did the is there like an off season? I don't know what they call it locally. I know that the younger groups have their certain names, yeah. but what do you do in the off season?
Really, I'm just looking forward to track right now.
Of course, as a track athlete.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty quick.
They multi sport. It can really do a lot of things for you, right?
Yeah.
All right, so. London. We appreciate it. Congratulations. You made Adrian High and Lenawee County proud with your showing at States. 3 more years with the Maples, and we're hoping for the best. Thank you, and congratulations.
Thank you, thank you.
Best of luck.
Thank you.
Okay, I have to read this now?
Yes, you do, yep.
All right, congratulations to London Rising for being the LAISD Athlete of the Week. Continue to inspire the community through motivated, dedicated, and determined hard work. The LISD empowering learners and creating opportunities for success.